Start, let me again welcome all of you. It's so nice to notice how this devotional event, the Sadhu Sangha retreat, begins to attract so many devotees from all over America and even Europe. I could see Madhava Prabhu has arrived, I think yesterday in the... Yeah, let us say, when you make such an international flight, your body has arrived, and you hope that all the rest comes by and by. I was today walking in the park. It's called the Riverside Walk, and I met on one of the bridges two devotees discussing with each other. And I thought, this is a good sign when you meet devotees everywhere, even on the riverside. It was a very nice experience to just see how a devotional event speaks to us and then pulls us, or how do you say, drags us away, or attracts us is even better. Out of our normal walks of life, normal things we do, and inspires us to go deeper in our devotional practice. To help you go deeper in the practice of your own kirtan, we are discussing today part two of the keys for good kirtan, and I hope to give you something of value. Do you remember what we said yesterday? What is a first good key? Connect. Yes, connect with the kirtan, and this means we are physically there. That means physically we sing. We sing loudly. Then how do we mentally connect with the kirtan? I'm asking you.
Three steps, yes.
What?
Well, the first one is to be sure that we are like the computer. If we want it to work, to be connected, so we have to sing. We really have to sing, right? The words.
I begin to sense that you're not used to my style of lecturing. I give a lecture, and I expect that you understand and remember, not only for one day, but for the rest of life. I'm different, I think. So let me... the word is connect. What can we connect? We have to connect our physical existence by singing loudly. Mentally, we need to really concentrate, and that means we need to hear what we sing, and our devotionally, that means with our heart, we need to connect with the holy name. Also, by, you know, connecting with Krishna. And I will talk a little bit more what this means. I would very much be happy if you pay close attention, because these things might save your life. If I would say to you, my dear devotees, I will now give you an email address. If you write to this, you will get $1 million. I think you would be really attentive and note down exactly the address. But this is much, much more important information. Which idiot needs money? You need kirtan. It's much more important. You need Krishna consciousness. Money is not so important. That's for people who are not spiritually... I mean, we all need a little to get by, but the main interest for spiritual people should be spiritual wealth. So I'm expecting you to be this time still a little bit more attentive than last. And because I will ask you the question, what you have learned today, and then it was nice to know the answer. It's good for the relationship. Good.
Hare Krishna
In the holy name. Please let us try again.
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare
Charya Ashtata Satasi Simat Estivangre Silave Charanaravinda Shilabhakti Vedan Swami Maharaja Shilabhupada Kide Anand Koti Vaishnavarinda Kide is confounded Acharya Shilabhupada Kide Nama Acharya Shilari Dastako Kide Prem Sakaho Sikrishna Chaitanya O Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vatsadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Sisi Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Ganga Maya Munamai Ki Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Harinam Sankirtan Ki Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru Vachigaran. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, Hare Krishna. Aditi Narayan. Sorry, I did not see that you are. Now, may I just ask you, is it sure that Vaisheshika Prabhu will come because I don't see His Holiness?
He's driving, actually.
He's just coming.
Yeah, he's coming.
Last minute.
Yeah. Like his flight came in at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, so he's on his way. I understand. So we know he is here. Yeah. So not that we announce him, and then he's... Then where are you, Prabhuji? No, he's coming. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Sorry, can I have this? I would love to continue with the subjects we have started to talk upon or talk on yesterday. Oops. Just trying to. This is perfect, perfect, perfect. I brought a present for you now.
What's the thing?
No need to talk. May I know, some of you, I think, brought my glasses. Yeah. Never become old. It's embarrassing. Without glasses, you will be like a blind owl, like me. Mm. Yesterday, we talked about connection as one of the keys for good kirtan. Today, I would like to talk about relationship, making a relationship with Krishna. Oh, thank you so much, Prabhu, for your insight. Thank you so much. And I would like to just ask you a few questions in the beginning. I know I have most probably an ISKCON audience before me that is chronically distracted people. And it's very important to connect, first of all. See, there is sometimes a little problem which I want to point out. What do you think which happens when people do something 2 hours a day and they are not with it? Just imagine someone repeatedly does something and he is not concentrated on what he does. He will develop a habit of not being concentrated and fixed in his life. Psychology hints to us that if people again and again do something and they are not with it, that thing, even if it is a good thing, will erode their personalities, and they become less fixed and less focused, because something happens in them, which is that they switch off. So when we every day do something for 2 hours, and you know what I have in mind, but we just constantly switch off, we will have in our life a habit of just not being there. One result is that it will be very difficult for us in our life to come to the next step, and we will stagnate in our path. Now, I'm not saying that inattentive chanting is extremely dangerous, because we do hear in the scriptures that even by inattentive chanting, after a long, long time, there is some slight blessing happening to us. But what I'm trying to hint at is, since we have committed to chant, we might as well turn our rounds into our attentive rounds. And I'm saying, since we are committed to glorify Krishna in kirtan, we might as well find out how we can do good kirtan. It is more important than anything to us to learn how to do good and committed holy name. Now, this brings us today to a point, is that good kirtan is only possible if you can relate to kirtan, if you can enter into a relationship with Krishna in the form of his holy name. If you are absent, the thing will not come about. I would like to give you an example. When you talk to someone, and during the talk you are absent-minded, you constantly watch your mobile telephone and you see if there are new SMS there, and during your meeting you have one phone conversation after another. There, it will not be possible that a relationship happened. Today this happened to me. My host, who is a wonderful devotee, had to do many, many things. He has to constantly make phone calls because devotees phone him, and he needs to phone devotees. And I was there, we were there, and I tried to talk with him, but all the time he looked at his mobile telephone call, mobile telephone, and he had to do it. It was not that he chose to do it. For me, it was not possible to start a serious discussion. I kept the superficial hello, hello, nice, 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 yes, wonderful, and so on. This ordinary discussion, but I could not, I didn't feel encouraged to reveal my mind or to go into deeper subject matter. In fact, even I wanted it because I got prasadam from my husband. I want to keep on prasadam, otherwise I starve. I just could not. I could not respond. So the same thing does happen when we have inattentive kirtan. A relationship cannot happen. It cannot happen from our side, and it will not happen from Krishna's side. It will be a distant, formal, mechanic practice, where most probably we look at our new American wristwatch and think, when is this over? And I do something I can have a relationship to. That means eating. I put something into my mouth and it tastes good, and I digest it, and so on and so forth. Do you understand? It is very important if a relationship with Krishna should ever take place, then we must have an attentive listening behavior when we chant the holy name. Burijan Prabhu, who gives a yearly annual retreat in Vrindavan, once surprised all of us in the audience when he said, the type of relationship you have to your japa and your kirtan describes your relationship to Krishna. When you have a lousy relationship to the holy name, in terms of your kirtan and japa, you will most probably have a lousy relationship when you have your kirtan. But if you aspire for a good relationship with Krishna, at that time you will become very focused and present in your kirtan and japa practice. Isn't it, you know, when we meet people with whom we have no relationship, we absolutely pay no or not much attention to. I saw this in the river walk when I did a riverside walk today. There were some people coming by and talking and so on, but I just nodded politely my head, like we have learned in Germany when you do, that's what you do when you see people. In America it looks strange. I will correct my behavior now and then. But then I saw on a bridge two men who immediately caught my attention. I thought, not possible. And I found out I knew these two men. They sat yesterday in my class, and I felt responsible for you know, they, after all, they sat and tolerated my German language with a strong English accent. That's how I speak English. They were there, and I felt we have a relationship in some ways. We were sankirtan together, and I immediately interrupted my walk. I stood before them and I decided I will share a story with them from Krishna consciousness, which might please them and encourage them on their spiritual path. With the relationship, attention is very easy. Without a relationship, we don't pay attention. When there's someone who we have a relationship to, we say, oh, hello, you used to look so beautiful, what happened to you? I'm saying how we talk in Germany. It's not offensive in Germany to talk like this. It shows serious concern. That's how men of my generation greet each other. Why do you laugh? It is very cultural. When we have a relationship to someone, it's so we immediately pay attention even to small details. It is easy. So if you want to chant the holy name, you need to think about your relationship. Without having a relationship to either the practice or to the person whose name you chant, you will have a practice of inattention. You will have a distracted practice, and this distracted practice will most properly, unless you are a stone, it will most properly reflect in your other dealings. You will become a non-focused species, an in-between species, a man and a woman who suffers from the lack of focus in their lives. It's very, very important to learn, in other words, how we can develop a relationship with Krishna or His holy name. There is a very nice section in this book. It is Harinam Chintamani. May I know who of you is familiar with this book? Oh, it's nice to see. Nice to see. So it will be nice, interesting. Harinam Chintamani is a work which describes a discussion which took place between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whom you see in this painting on this side where the finger is, and Haridas Thakur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted Haridas Thakur to speak about what makes our chanting successful. And this discussion was intuited, means it was perceived by the writer, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he wrote down this discussion between the Lord and the Namacharya. In this work, you will find the hints how to bring your chanting to perfection. There's one section which it happens in the beginning, where Haridas Thakur describes what happens when the clouds of inattention and distractedness leave the mind of a devotee. It says, when these clouds and fog are gone, then the sun of the holy name shines brightly. In other words, when you are free from these offenses against the holy name, at that time you can perceive the holy name in all its glory. To that devotee who is free from these impasses or this coverings, to the devotee, the holy name then gives the gift of pure love or prema for Lord Krishna. There's an interesting discussion going on. Maybe you can tell the devotees we hear every word of what they say. Then usually they become a little more aware. So when a devotee starts to feel that, my God, my chanting is not where it should be, I want to make a special effort in my life so that my chanting can become free from these clouds and fog, and I want to, at that time, something important happens. At that time, the guru takes an active role in the life of a disciple. He sees this person is sincere. He wants to really move forward in his spiritual journey. Then he gives knowledge of the soul's relationship with Lord Krishna. The guru comes and says, my dear child, Lord Krishna is your eternal master. You as a soul are his eternal servant. Please know, you have a relationship to that Lord. That love, it's a relationship of love. This understanding will help you to manifest your true nature. Those who forget that they are Lord Krishna's eternal servants and therefore seek happiness away from Lord Krishna are thrown into the world of Maya. Please know, Maya's world is a prison house for these souls. A prison house where punishment is given to correct the criminal souls who have rebelled against Lord Krishna. However, if only one of those souls, by a saintly Vaishnava's mercy, understands that he has a relationship with Lord Krishna, and then chants Lord Krishna's holy name, he then attains a great treasure of spiritual love, a treasure that is the essence of all his spiritual activities. So let me summarize. When you understand, my God, I'm here rotting in this world, I have a relationship with Krishna. He is my master. I'm actually dependent on him. And if you chant with this mood, my dear devotees, miracles happen. You have just now come to a turning point of your life. A turning point where you return. Oh, that word, you know, return. That means you turn again back to Krishna. And that when you chant in this way, with this essential quality, that my Lord, you are here, I'm there. No, I'm here, you are there. Welcome by your surprising entry. In this way, your spiritual life gains substance. It gains brilliance. When you chant with this understanding, you will make true advancement. If you chant without this, it will take millions of lifetimes. In fact, it may not even happen that you become Krishna conscious. I would like to talk a little bit more from the Bhagavatam about this point. We had a little meeting today in our little house, and I read to the devotees something. When you turn to Krishna, when you come to this turning point and you're chanting, my God, I'm supposed to chant. I'm not even chanting. I'm not even the shadow of a devotee. I'm just doing this is not funny. This is something so sad that you should cry. If this is happening, then, my dear devotees, you have not started your spiritual life. Spiritual life starts with sambandha. That is, you are conscious. I have a relationship. And you call out to Krishna, please accept me. It's something very personal. It's not something mechanic. If you do not address Lord Krishna in this way, Krishna will be like all the people in the park on the riverside walk, which for whom you only have maybe a slight nod, if at all. Maybe you dread some of the people even. If you don't feel that there is a relationship, you won't turn to them. You won't stop in your ordinary life. You will not come out of your prison house, which has two strong iron bars. Aham, this is me, false ego, and Mameti, this is mine. You will be not even a shadow of a devotee. You will be frustrated, and it will show in your life and in your bellies. Because at that time, the only thing you can relate to is food, food, food. Not spiritual food. I mean, prasadam is spiritual food. It is not good. It is not something to laugh about. It's something to think about. At the time when a devotee starts thinking like this, he will wake up and he will understand, I'm in serious danger here. This won't work for me. I have to now think. For those of us who do kirtan, and you have a chance to do a lot of kirtan in the upcoming days, you will see, my God, I'm in a desert. I'm singing here for 2 hours and all I think of is my paining legs. And so on. What is happening? What has happened all these years? You will, after 4 hours, watch the clock. When does this torture end? And so on. And after 6 hours, you have already left and you are outside of the Kirtan Mandala talking about new iPhones and the advantages which certain apps have in your life and so on, and what it brought to you. It will not be spiritual, it will be not the real thing. And it's not good for us because you will remain spiritually dry and frustrated and the nectar is not coming. What you do when you see, my God, I'm in serious problem here. My material desires have not decreased at all. They have increased. I didn't know that this is possible. If you see that, you think, where will I go at the moment of death? And then you will turn to Krishna and start to make yourself dependent on Krishna. You will say, my Lord, please, I'm not good. But you are very merciful. Please do give me your mercy. And you will start to make yourself to surrender to Krishna. I have this very often because I'm sitting here. I have studied this a little bit because that's how I get my prasadam, by giving lectures. So I have to know a little information about it. But I won't pretend here that I'm not a good chanter also. But I have that. But I know this now. And what I do is I just, when I see this goes on, I'm just say, Krishna, please. Please do something with me. Please attract my mind towards you. Otherwise, I'm sitting here, I'm leading a kirtan. Where will I lead the people to when I myself so distracted? I will lead them into the land of distraction. And I want that these devotees, they are so sincere. They should not suffer because of me. Please attract my mind and attract the mind of these wonderful devotees to you. And I make myself dependent on Krishna. Today I read something which I would like to share with you about dependence on Krishna. I read this. In the material world, to be dependent on the mercy of someone else is the utmost sign of misfortune. But in the case of our transcendental relation with the Lord, it is the most fortunate case when we can live completely dependent on Him. When you do kirtan, my dear devotees, you can make yourself completely dependent on Him. You can pray to Him, please accept me. What does this mean in practice? Someone, yesterday a devotee said, okay Maharaj, we heard you, now be practical. Tell us point one, point two, and point three, how to connect with Krishna. There was a wonderful devotee, I liked it. He had a German streak to his nature. Yes, point one, I said, do this, do this, do that, and then I knew everyone would forget the 3 points, and because that's what we are, distracted people. And I said, tomorrow I will tell it that they forgot it, and I will repeat it to them again, the points. First you start with connecting. That is, you become aware. It's called spiritual awareness. Here I am, this is my, here's my voice, here's my ears, and then you chant and you hear yourself. Then you bring your mind into the practice. You concentrate on what's going on. Okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you're with it. And then you listen to this. And then finally you think of yourself with a relation with Krishna. What this means is beautifully expressed by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in the Madhya Leela, chapter 22, text 33. It means Krishna toma hana yadi bale ekaba maya banda hoite Krishna tare kare para.
What is happening?
Maharaji has arrived. M. Prabhu has arrived. Should we greet them? Madhaji and Vaisheshika, everyone is looking at you, so now please make your entry. Welcome.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I haven't seen you since Frushka Goranga.
Frushka Goranga, yes. Very nice to see you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. How very. You give happiness to our eyes and happiness to our hearts.
We will supply a share for you also. It's more comfortable.
Yes, thank you very much.
Good.
From where have you saintly feet?
You just came from California.
Oh, California.
Krishna. That's how we greet Vaishnavas. From where have your saintly feet arrived? It's a very, very, I learned this, a very polite Vaishnava way of saying. Which town in California?
Burlingame?
Oh, yeah.
Near San Francisco.
Oh, near San Francisco. So I will just talk for another 50 minutes and then we will ask Vaisheshika Prabhu to address all of us. I want to, because he is my exalted God brother.
This Prabhu is named
Divyanga.
Divyanga, also my God brother, isn't it?
I will give them a little summary so that they will treasure the rest of the information. We are talking about good keys for kirtan. Yesterday we talked about the initial practices to be connected with what is going on, just singing the holy names and then connecting with our mind, body and our heart to this. So we talked a little on this. But today we talk about another key, a key which is in the Harinam Chintamani, which distinguishes shadow chanting from actual chanting. In shadow chanting, we have a semblance of the holy name. It's called Namabhasa. And like we know, a shadow cannot fulfill us. I was taunting a little bit my audience and saying that many of you chant so many, since so many years, but because there's still room of improvement, your life is not where it could be. And I was in this way trying to motivate my audience to listen more carefully to a clue which could help them to improve their life. And this is a little bit of the clue which I would like to present to all of you to come from the platform of shadow chanting, which doesn't nourish us really spiritually, to substantial or essential chanting, which will nourish us spiritually very much. This transition will happen at the moment when we address Krishna consciously. This means we have to first of all become aware that there is a relationship which is at this stage maybe not yet so manifested, but which can manifest during the practice of chanting as we are making a relation or connection with Krishna in the form of his holy name. The reason why we are so conditioned is that we have all an iron chain in our personality. It's the chain of Maya which binds us to this world. And this chain is very bad. I usually in my lectures and seminars talk about a phenomena which happened in an Indian circus. The circus was burned down by a fire which was irresponsibly laid in the circus. But fortunately, all the animals could escape. They somehow broke free from the cages. Every animal escaped except for the two circus elephants, the strongest of the elephants. When they investigated, they found out that these elephants had only been bound with a little tiny, it was not even a rope, it was something like this. It's not a rope, what is it? It's
ribbon.
Ribbon.
A ribbon, something like a ribbon. They were tied to a plastic thing, you know, like it. But still, these elephants could not break the ribbon, and they could not break free from the plastic thing, because they had what we also have, an iron chain. An iron chain which was not physically there, it was in their mind. The way the elephants, strong elephants, are subdued is they are caught when they are young, and then they are put with an iron chain to a tree, a chain which is too strong to break. The young elephant hears his elephant comrades and his mother in the jungle, tries to break free, but in the process it hurts its leg so badly, you know, it's around the leg, and it rips, it tears, there's just blood and pus coming after it has done this for a week. And then after 2 weeks, as his mind is broken, he thinks, I will never escape. At that time, they take the iron chain away from the little elephant. They need it for other elephants. And they put a little ribbon or something around his leg. And because he thinks, I can never escape, it can never escape, can never escape, the iron chain has made it from the foot into the mind of the elephant. And he is bound, even in the course of imminent destruction, fire, he cannot break free from that iron chain in the mind. This is how strong Maya binds all of us. It is not visible. You cannot see the chain in the elephant, in the case of the elephant. In our case, you cannot see directly the chain of Maya. You can only, how do you say it? You can feel that you are not free, and so on. But this chain of Maya can be broken effectually if you seriously turn to Krishna, if you become active in that one relationship where long ago you have become inactive and passive. This expressed in this verse, which happens to be my favorite verse in Chanti, Kirtan and Japa. Can I read this to you? No?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. When one is silent in Germany, it means no. Good. Brought my little orchestra so that it's... And then it goes easier into the mind when you hear with some sound. It's too high, it won't reach your the deeper levels of your awareness. Okay, that's good. Listen carefully. One is immediately freed from the clutches of Maya. Remember the chain? If he seriously and sincerely says, "My dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I am surrendering unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service." You know, when you... This is making a relationship. And at that time, as you chant with this thought, with this turning to Krishna, and pray to him that he please accept you in the service of chanting, at that time all of a sudden a miracle can happen. If you do not come to this turning point, it will take a longer time. The holy name may be merciful if you are leading a life which is free from offenses, but it's very difficult to lead to keep the 10 offenses in your mind and avoid them in a positive spiritual life if you don't feel some nectar in your life. If you practice bhakti without nectar, it's very difficult to avoid the offenses. Only if you have bhakti with nectar, then it's so easy, it comes natural, and so on. So I'm. This is the second point. On Tuesday, if you so desire, and if you have time, we will hear the third point for good kirtan. So if you should forget most of what you have heard, which will happen to 75% of you, I know, I've done statistically investigations on this, the hearing habits of the Hare Krishna movement, it's called. Remember one word, relationship. Huh? From yesterday, one word was? Oh, very good. Today is the word is
relationship.
Very good. Keep that, and most important, practice that. Only by the practice, this will reveal itself to you, and you will actually become a wonderful devotee. I want to say something because I really feel not so good. My dear devotees, I switch now. I'm no longer the strong lecturer. I'm now a normal person, the person I am. 98% in my life. Please forgive me when I sometimes talk a little intense and strong and almost get on your case. It is something which I try to do out of a service, not out of arrogance. I really feel it's high time to awake and arise for us in Krishna consciousness, so that we obtain what we are born to attain, that is the nectar of Krishna consciousness, bhakti with love. This will empower us very much. And for that, we might have to break old habits which keep us on the level we are presently on. And sometimes this might happen when we become aware of the possibilities which lie in front of us. I want to end now. I want to thank you very much. I want to thank Vaisheshika Prabhu. I always remember Vaisheshika Prabhu. We once met very briefly at the fest. Govardhan. Yes, Radhakund. That was the recent meetings. But I remember a meeting which is 7 years or so back. It was, I came to New Vrindavan, and you had, I believe, a lecture engagement in the Festival of Inspiration. And you, we didn't know each other. But you had heard about me from a mutual friend, I believe His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. And you expressed a desire that we would sometimes meet and do service together. The time has come now. We are lecturing together. After 7 years, our interest, our desire to do some service together has been fulfilled. This is a highlight in my devotional life. So we will, without any further ado, I think we say in American English, present this, put this microphone before you. Hare Krishna.